And so a question was asked to me by the Spirit. I'm going to ask a few questions, say a few things to you proud of ministering. This time, this season, is it serious? Is it sacred? Or is it seducive? Get your mind on something else. Get your mind on a whole lot of things. You have to watch it. Not being derogatory, but you can't wrap Jesus in Christmas paper. You must have holy intelligence in these times. What did I say?
Holy intelligence.
Holy intelligence. Now, the Lord said it while we were praying this morning. And when he said this, it'll correlate with what I have to preach this morning. He cannot be locked down as a baby in these times. Any one of you all, if I would celebrate your birthday, wouldn't be in the cradle. You'll celebrate you at the age where you are now and what you have accomplished.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And the reason I was so touched about this song was one of the things he said to me, we must salute Jesus this day properly. Must salute him properly this day. This is a moment of solution. In other words, Jesus in your life, whether you know it or not, have settled everything for you. And anything coming up? Two more things. Don't sell her for no substitute. All right. And then I want these young people to hear this. We all need to have it. The Holy Ghost spoke it. We must know how to shop in the spirit realm. We must know how. Listen to me, young man. How to shop in the spirit realm. S-H-O-P. There's a lot of shopping went on. Just, y'all look nice. But we must know how to shop in the spirit realm, all right? All right, lift your hand, let's pray, and we're going to get in the Word. Father, we thank you right now this morning. We celebrate Jesus, but his whole life. And we thank you that you give us access this morning. You give us boldness, and you give us confidence to speak your Word, to hear your Word, to use your Word, and to celebrate you properly. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing now with your Bible. Luke chapter 1. Just a part of it I'm going to read. Luke 1 and 30. Now listen at the contents, because the contents, if you don't, you're going to get left out this morning. Because I have to bring you somewhere apostolically and prophetically. This morning, I'm not preaching as a pastor. Because I have to preach to me as a pastor. I'm not preaching as a pastor. I'm preaching to me as a pastor that I can give you a right word this morning. All right? And the angel, verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. How many of y'all know y'all got favor with God? Say, I have favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. And I see it, Lord, and shall call his name Jesus. I see it. Because you're a Christian, because you have favor with God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You have the ability to conceive supernaturally. just like the Holy Ghost impregnated Mary. In any given situation that you have to deal with, the same Holy Spirit can impregnate you with a miracle, with a sign, with a wonder, with something nobody can explain. Get ready to get pregnant. Wow. I mean, the self-same spirit that impregnated Mary with Jesus has impregnated you with Jesus. Think about it, young man. I'm pregnant with Jesus. One of the things I've tried to do since I've been saved to keep my life impregnated with Jesus at all times.
That's good. Thank you.
From this day forward, you're going to live pregnant with Jesus. Now, another word was called, young lady, another word was called pregnant with Jesus, meaning that I'm going to always be in his presence. Yes. Yes. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all don't, if you want to live a sanctified life and you want to live a life to glorify him, I don't mind him being everywhere I be.
Yes.
What a good morning to get fully understanding that everywhere I go, I'm pregnant with Jesus. And listen to what I'm saying. It don't have to be December. Are you listening? Well, if we leave right now, the revelation of being impregnated, I received $1,300. All I can tell you is plenty of money.
Glory to God.
I'm always, listen to me now, carrying the victory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No matter how things look from this day forward, I want you to understand, I'm prophesying over you.
Yes, you are.
You always,
yes, sir,
because you're pregnant.
Yes.
I'm hearing things.
Thank you.
Is a baby you can't have is a baby having you.
Yes.
Whatever you need produced in your life. Right now, it's coming up on you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
From this morning forward, you're going to be pregnant with the presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
So never go by your feeling. What things look like. You're pregnant with victory.
Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Yes.
Say it. I'm pregnant with victory. How can I lose?
How can I lose?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to read the scripture. That's all I'm trying to read the scripture. But I sense such a want, such a love in here. Wow, man. Look at the. You got the word, underline the word conceive, underline the word favor in verse 30. Verse 31, underline the word conceive. Uh-huh. Because you're in the favor of God, you can conceive anything supernaturally. And you get pregnant by the word.
Yes, sir.
Whatever baby you need, manifestation I'm talking about. You be cruising through the word, all of a sudden, bam, you're pregnant.
Yes.
Verse 32. And he shall be great. Well, because he great, I'm going to live a great life. Huh? And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the High. That word high. The Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign, verse 33, over the house of Jacob for how long? Forever. And watch this now. I want you to get this. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's a whole lot further than Dillard. That's all right to go deal, but I just want to let you know we got to go further this morning. We got to go further than the tree this morning. Yeah, yeah, your tree can't help this mess going on now. That's a pretty tree, but this mess going on now, that tree can't help it right now. We need some power. All right, now 34. Now, he can be all that, but if you don't address him right, listen to me. God can be all that God is. He can do anything. But if you don't know how to accept it and how to yield to a divine understanding, you're going to be a normal Christian. But I do not permit not one member of this church to be normal. You don't have my permission. You got a right to be supernatural. Now watch what happened, because all of this thing can be said to you, but if you don't receive it, you won't get no manifestation. Now you know what we just read? We read about conceiving, we read about favor, we read about reigning. It was explaining about Jesus. We found out we can't wrap him in Christmas paper. And he's not under no tree. He is a tree. I want you to know this morning, the Lord wants you to know, you have the divine right to reign in life.
Yes, sir.
How many know what the word reign means? Rule. All right, now, thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 34, see now, say now I need revelation. See, you always need revelation when Jesus makes a visitation. You see, you can't receive Jesus naturally. You can't understand him naturally. He's not Jingle Bell. Verse 34, I want everybody to look with me now. Then said Mary unto the angel, after she heard all of that, how should this be? Seeing I know not a man. Get the man off your mind. Who's going to help you get through? Who's going to help you make it? Who's going to give you a promotion? Get that man off your mind. Talk to Jesus. Jesus got it. Jesus can handle that man for you. Put not your confidence in man, but hold your confidence in God. No man can hold you down when you got God in your mind. I declare everybody promoted in here today. On your job, get raises, everything will start happening. He said, tell you, Jesus told me to tell you now, I'm the promoter that no man can stop. If I decide to promote you, and I've already decided, I'm ready to promote you. How many ready to be promoted? Man, I'm not going to get far. Just reading the scriptures yet this morning. Y'all so open this morning. Y'all sit down a few minutes. I stand up, y'all. No, sit down now. Y'all ready to sit down? No, don't sit down now. Don't sit down now. Sometime you come to a situation in life and you get locked down in verse 34. Look with me now. Then said Miriam to the angel, how should this be? Seeing I know not a man. From this day forward, your life is not a man thing. Man does not determine how far you go. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. I say, from this day forward, man does not determine how far you go. All racism, all hate, everything wiped out now. Do you know how to live a supernatural black life? I should have never told you that. You'll never be held on again. Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Mm-hmm. Oh my. Therefore also that holy thing, where she be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Now what I'm reading about, sir, it can happen to you daily. Yes. Mm-hmm. That voice is impacted. And he said, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she have conceived a son in her old age, and this is 6 months with her, who was called barren. Verse 37. Yes, Merry Christmas. Verse 37. Some of you come here and think you got a problem and just can celebrate on holiday. You celebrate every day. Every day is a holy day. Every day is not a holiday, but every day is a holy day. Listen to this now, verse 37. Read this with me. For with God, now, I need you in the 38 voice as I preach this morning. I need you in the 38 voice. I need everybody in the 38 voice. I need you to shut down the little toys and the little stuff you had for a few moments. You go back to them in a few minutes. And whatever you cook, just shut it down for a few moments. And we'll go back to a few minutes. But I won't let the Holy Ghost move in you right quickly. But I need surrendering. Because I'm going to preach some powerful things in a few moments. I'm going to say some powerful things by the Spirit of God. In other words, God's going to say some powerful things through me to you. But I need you here. And Mary said, nothing impossible with God, right? So whatever you carry, whatever you need done this morning, you came here, but you didn't know it was going to be this powerful. Whatever you're dealing with, good God Almighty, whatever you need to accomplish, the Holy Ghost going to come up on you and work it out for you. Supernaturally. Beyond man. I expect the next 20, 25 minutes glory and power to hit this place. So we really can celebrate. And Mary said, behold, a handmaid of the Lord. Look what he said now. Be it unto me according to thy, according to, boy, listen. And the angel said, you got it, I'm gone. All right, you may sit down. Is it wrong, man, or is it just me? It's wrong? Yeah. Somebody do something about that.
Romans 8C.
Ma'am?
Out,
huh? Praise God. See, that's a Roman 8C, she said. I receive, sir. Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I want you to listen to this subject because it's an apostolic prophetic change in the celebration of this time of Jesus' birth. I'm probably going to deal with something that you... Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I want you to celebrate with me this morning in a different dimension. Matter of fact, we're going beyond the tree.
Yes, sir.
Beyond the gifts.
Yes.
Beyond the special meals, the special attires we're wearing and stuff like that. When I named this subject, I said to my daughter-in-law, one of my daughter-in-law, nobody gonna be preaching what I'm preaching this morning. And I want you to listen very carefully, because if you get these things, your life is about to, what, listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Your life is about to expand.
Yes.
Just write down in your notes. You got a note? My life is expanding this morning. There's a divine expansion coming upon you and your family. I'm going to say three powerful words in a statement I'm going to make, which is the subject. I want you to begin to yield all of those three words in your life. Celebrating Jesus' sonship, kingship, and lordship. Every day. Sonship, kingship, and lordship. Three powerful words. Let me read a few things that I got in prayer. The Lord spoke to me. The revelations, plural, of Jesus must come forth in these times. The revelation of Jesus in his sonship, in his kingship, and in his lordship must come forth now. Any one of us who celebrate our birthday, we don't go back to the cradle. Young man, 25, when he's 25, we don't celebrate when he was 2. The church without the kingdom have been trained to celebrate Jesus only as a baby. Helpless.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
But we must celebrate him as a son.
Yes, sir.
As a king,
yes, sir.
And as Lord of lords,
yes,
in our daily lives.
Yes,
see me now.
Yes,
see, as long as every Christmas can be the little baby boy, it's lowering the anointing.
Yes,
it's lowering the ability of the abilities of the supernatural,
yes,
in our lives.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Jesus to be a sweet little baby boy now. No, I need him. I don't need him in the cradle. I need him set inside the Father right now. I don't need him in the cradle. I need him set inside the Father. I don't need him under no Christmas tree. I need him under that cross right now. Come on now, y'all just got to. I told y'all when you're on preaching like no pastors, it's apostolic and it's prophetic, and some going to cry about it, but let them cry.
Real
The revelations of Jesus must come forth in these times to be Mary that he ruled and ran now. You can't be Mary and no Merry Christmas if you don't know Jesus reigning. If you don't know Jesus ruling, you don't have no revelation, you don't have no anointing, and nothing Mary about this day. But because I know it, and because I know it looked like man in control and some, the government, the natural government in control and talking about the economy and all this thing going on. But because I know him, every day is Mary. Because I always know, good God Almighty, I always know that he's going to come through for me. Anybody else here with me? I said, because I always know that he's going to come through for me, and I always know nobody can stop it. Because I heard way back, he'd make a way out of nowhere. That's why I don't wait on a day just a day to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate tomorrow. Next week. Let me tell you this on behalf of the Lord. You don't have to wait till Christmas to shop. God wants you to shop every day. The joy in this season is that we have victory that can't be stopped. That's what Jesus means. That's what sonship means. That's what kingship means. That's what lordship means. That I have, no matter what come up, no matter who show up, I have victory that cannot be stopped. You hear me, young lady? You have victory that cannot be stopped because Jesus lives on the inside of you. No matter who go crazy, who mess up, or who disrespect him, I have victory that can't be stopped. Y'all look real enthused about that. May the Holy Ghost breathe on that for you. I have victory that cannot be stopped.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm Mary.
That's why I'm Mary.
Not about to freeze y'all now. See, you're getting cold? Ledoux, trying to get it straight. Don't put it too low, Ledoux. Listen now. The plan of God is unfolding in supernatural peace. Write it down now, because I want you from now on, every person on the sound of my voice, here and around the world, Brazil, India, wherever you are, Russia, they online. I want you to understand the plan of God is unfolding in the midst of all this mess. In supernatural peace. I want you to live your life on the job, at home, no matter what's going on, no matter what's on the news, no matter what storm they say coming. I want, because we stopped the storm. Well, I said, no, you can't come here and tear everything, all God's stuff up. Then I walked to my front door and it was raining and raining. I said, no, you got to stop a while. They said it was going to rain 3 or 4 days. I said, no, you got to stop and let this water go out of foot. 15 minutes later, it was stopped. All the news media say, rain. It got rain today. It's a high percentage. No, but they don't have the last word. This world, talk to me, you know, is designed for us to run. Because not only Jesus is a king, he designed you to be a king. Not only Jesus is a priest, he designed for you to be a priest. So when they talking about all the wealth and all that stuff coming, y'all stop that stuff. Stand up. Don't sit down. Stand up and say, no, you ain't coming here in Jesus' name. I stop you right now. You're not coming here and destroy us. I need some help. I need some help up in here. Don't y'all sit down and just say a little Mickey Mouse prayer. No, stand up. Prophesy. Say, no. You hear me, young man? No, it's not coming here. Are y'all ready for me this morning? I don't know if y'all ready for me this morning. Man. Sit down and write notes. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully because we've got to shift somewhat this morning. And I'm going to say a word, and I want you to understand what word I'm saying, commercials. You know what a commercial is, right? All right, commercials want to celebrate your child Jesus and Santa Claus for economic benefits. But we must celebrate the total picture for spiritual benefits. For the whole world to get a chance to live the prosperous life of kingdom benefits. Because a child is born and a son is given. Now listen to what he told me. I'm called in these times to preach Christmas prophetically.
Thank you.
That we may see the whole picture.
Thank you.
Oh my, there's so much to say. Because of the time, you know what time it is, right?
Yes. Yes.
All this culture changes and everybody got up their own Bible and making up their own rules and making up their own flags. Mm-hmm. All right. Because of the time, the Holy Spirit is revealing how to reveal Jesus today, not in a manger, but he must be revealed as the master of every situation. Not in a manger, not the sweet little baby boy, but as the master of every situation. Well, you could be Mary then, can't you? If you really got a revelation that Jesus is not just a little baby in the manger, but he's the master of every situation. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm talking about your life.
Yes.
I'm talking about your scenario, your situation.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about what you're going to step in next year. Remember, I want you to remember, I want an anointing on you. I want you to remember that this Jesus who we're celebrating is the master of every situation. He's not a baby and a man. He's the Lord of lords and King of kings. And we can praise him just like that. Now, listen to me very closely because a word is coming out that you must grasp to shift in this revelation. Satan tried to get us in this position. You must move from just being a church, from church membership, to your kingdom citizenship.
Thank you, sir.
You can't celebrate this place without the Father and the Holy Ghost. Now look at a scripture that I think would open Jesus up to us clearly. I want to open a scripture that opened this gift up. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You see the significance of that scripture? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Powerful scripture. Turn to 2 Thessalonians 1:12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you.
Yes, sir.
And you in him.
Yes, sir.
According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Glorify him every day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory.
Every day.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. All right, turn to Acts 2:33. I'm going to go kind of fast now. You don't want me to take my time. You won't even know Christmas dinner, Dave. You want me to. You eat a Christmas supper if you tell me to take my time. I got so much stuff up me, girl. Thus says the Lord, take me out of the manger, put me in my seat next to the Father. If you try to pray with me in the manger, if you try to bind Satan with me in the manger, he's not going to pay you no mind. Because I hadn't made my move yet. Talk to me. Talk to me, somebody. Take me out of the manger. The world want to keep me in the manger. Every year, yeah, they come with me in a manger. But I want you to let them know my Lord is not longer in a manger. He's seated at the right hand side of the Father. Look at this scripture. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has sent forth this, what you now see and hear. He's not in a manger. Why your next birthday, why won't we take you back and get a cradle and go back and say, shoot, you bone? Why did you celebrate Jesus' birthday and they always take us back to the cradle? Because they don't want him seated at the right hand. They want to just shopping. They want to shopping blindly, just shopping. Talk about happy holiday. There ain't no happy holiday. Happy holiday.
That's some good preaching, boy.
You see me? Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, I got it here. Thus said the Lord, take me out of the manger, put me in my seat next to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He goes on to say, to tell you, turn to Luke 5:5. Release me as the master of everything. I don't care what man say, I don't care what law they pass. I don't care if it's in the White House or the outhouse. You must still know that I'm master of everything. I'm Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I'm not a baby in a manger. I'm a man sitting in heaven next to my Father. Your prayer gonna change. Your faith gonna change. Your prophecy is gonna change. Simon answered, saying to him, Master, we have toiled all night. Have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the net. You know what happened? The ship started sinking and all the net broke. Because when you go in his word, great things have to happen. Now I'm hot again. I don't know what we're going to do. Release me as the master of everything. Praise me as the master of everything. Glorify me as the master of everything. I can handle what you're dealing with. You're not left by yourself. You are my child. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to shut you down. You're going to make it. Who I'm talking to up in here? I can handle every situation, no matter what you're going through. I can handle what academic can't handle, what science can't handle, what psychology can't handle, what the President of the United States can't handle. I'm the master. Therefore, if you hear me this morning, as you follow my plans and follow my pattern, this morning, I'm declaring you the master of everything. Because I'm mastering through you. See, the difference between a church member and a kingdom citizen. See, the kingdom is not in the church. The church is in the kingdom. You are a conduit for me. But I don't want you just to represent the church. I want you to represent the kingdom. And when you represent the kingdom, my lordship and me as King of Kings and Lord of Lords manifests through you. That's why I want some things to show up. See, now they don't want to say this, but I want some things to show up on the outside of your life that they can see. That I bless you. That you my child. I want some evidence in your life of being blessed. I'd rather be a little cooler to go again. I'm getting a little hot. I'm going to be about 20 more minutes. My redemptive power must be celebrated. Not just celebrating, my redemptive power. Write that down. My redemptive power, come on, must be celebrated. All the time. Not just December 25th. January the 13th. Just take a number. Celebrate my redemptive power. You can dress up and celebrate anytime you get ready. You won't miss me because I'm in every day. My wife got the table so beautiful. Oh, my God. I wish I could take all y'all with me. She got it so beautiful. Y'all are going to fall out when you sit at the table today. But I tell my wife got, oh, Lord, about 500 set of dishes. All kind. I try to make them boys when they come from out of town come to house and make them fall out.
That's right.
Then my whole family will sit to that table today. That's every Christmas. Every boy's day. We're there, a fellowship with one another. Man said, how you get your family like that? I said, do you have a Bible? How you do it with a Bible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Write the scripture now. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. My redemptive power must be celebrated. Now let the gifts of the Spirit flood this season out in my name.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12:7. Let the gifts of the Spirit, let the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, prophecy, divers kind of tongue and interpretation, flood this world out through you.
Yes.
Hmm. Shh. Listen to this one. Wrap the fruit of the Spirit around everyone you meet. Oh my goodness. Wrap love, joy, peace, patience. Oh, we need patience now, boy. Oh my God. We need patience. We got so many crazy people. We need patience, boy.
Hallelujah.
But I heard the Holy Ghost say, wrap the fruit of the Spirit around everyone you meet. That's how you celebrate Jesus. That's Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Oh, Lord, help me. I got a few minutes, Lord. Tore you up. Don't tell me you can get, don't tell me. Somebody over there says, shut up. Open the revelation of my full ministry. Wait, I want you to get there. Open the revelation of my full ministry. Birth, miracles, cross, death, resurrection, ascension, and seated position now. When you want to open something today?
Yes,
open the revelation of my full ministry.
Yes,
them commercial people, they just want us to shout.
Yes,
and they just want to talk about Santa Claus.
Yes,
now you said, don't mess my children up. Ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes,
stop lying to them children. Now let them, they can play with them and see. Now you got one, but just tell them there ain't no Santa Claus. Santa Claus ain't brought you nothing. I came down that chimney. I Santa Claus come down that chimney, all the reindeer and all that stuff come out of the chimney. Then some of y'all ain't got no chimney. How he came? I mean, let children have fun. I let my grandchildren have fun, you know, but. Came through the front door. All right, front door. You better let Jesus come through that door. She won't get deep. Come through the front door. Don't get deep on me. You can't get deep. I'll tear you down right here. He ain't brought nothing. How unreal point you gonna bring something? What is mom? What's Santa Claus mama name? Yeah, and so I'm spiritual, but I get a little witty too. Y'all better leave me alone. I got some streets in me, you know. Don't ever try to correct me when I'm preaching. Open the revelation of my full ministry. Birth, miracle, cross, death, resurrection, ascension, and seated position. You cannot celebrate this day without celebrating all those things. We must stop having celebration with no revelation. Come on, let's read this scripture. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Read this scripture here. I won't be able to get it all to you. We must stop having celebration with no revelation. Matthew 16, 13. You can't celebrate Jesus without revelation. See, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Go to the next verse. Who do you say I am? Who are you saying he is today? And they said, some say. I don't want to go with some. I ain't going with no some. I'm going to celebrate right today. Some say that thou John the Baptist. No, I'm not. Some Eli. No, I'm not. And others, Jeremiah. No, I'm not. Or one of the prophets. No, I'm not. I'm above all them. Go to the next verse. He said to them, oh, yeah, it is. Sucker now. Sucker now. But whom say ye that I am? Now, revelation. You cannot say who he is without revelation. So now the Holy Spirit got to come. Go to the next verse. Uh-huh. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art Christ. Mm-hmm. You're not Christmas. You're Christ.
Yes.
You're the Son of the living God. Woo, my goodness. That's who I come out here to meet.
Yes.
The Son. I ain't come out to meet no Santa Claus. No, Christ. The living God. Go to the next verse. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto him, because you got a revelation, blessed art thou, Simon, but Jonah, for flesh and blood. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. See, you got today you got to have a revelation, child. The Holy Spirit got to reveal it. To go to the next verse. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and yet come to church and the kingdom. Church and the kingdom, because you don't want just to be a church member. He said, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against you. See that? Huh? Now watch what's next. I'm not just a church member. Watch what's next. Go to the next verse. Look at that voice. Come on, I want you to look at that voice. See, as a church member, you're not going to accomplish much. But as a kingdom key carrier, I got keys that unlock my healing, unlock my prosperity, unlock my long life, unlock my family. Ooh, unlock my grandchildren. I got keys. I'm a key carrier. I'm not just a church member, but I'm a key carrier. I don't just go on Sunday morning, but I carry keys on Monday. I can unlock something on Tuesday. I can unlock something on Wednesday. Because I'm a kingdom key carrier. I got revelation that he is Lord of Lord. He is King of King. He's my master. He's your master. He's the world master. He's problem master. He can solve anything. And he give me the key. As long, Leroy, as you walk in revelation, whatever come up in your life, you can unlock it supernaturally. As long as you obey me, as long as you praise me, I'm closing. As long as you praise me, as long as you love me, anything come in your life try to lock you up, reach back in your revelation, get a key, and unlock your rights. Shake your hand at me. I got key because of Jesus. I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose. I got keys.
Thank you,
Holy Ghost. You know what I heard just now? You would be amazed what I heard just now. This little light of mine. Stop trying to have a celebration with no revelation.
Come on.
And it was Jesus. And Jesus himself spoke to this issue. Look in Luke 2:49. Family members trying to keep you low. Jesus said, woman, you looking for me for? We know not that I must be about my Father's business.
Yes,
we can't keep him in a cradle.
No.
We can't keep him in a manger.
No.
We got to let him out.
Yes.
The Lord told me to come tell y'all, let him out.
Yes.
He ain't no sweet little baby boy.
No.
He's the master. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings.
Yes.
Just like Jesus told Mary, it's time to be about my Father's business. Leroy is telling Word of Life Christian Center and everybody connected to it, it's time to be about the Father's business. Time you to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Walk in victory, not defeat. Walk in joy and not sadness. Walk in peace and not trouble. Knowing anything that hindering you anyway is only temporary. Somebody talk to me here. Because I'm trying to answer your question this morning. Whatever you're dealing with, it's not functioning in your life properly. The Holy Ghost wants me to tell you it's only temporary. You're in the right place at the right time. It's time for deliverance. It's time for you to go free. You're in the right place. Whatever you, let me talk to you here. Whatever you're dealing with, the Lord told me to tell you, it's only temporary. If it's not working out for your favor, it's not working out for my favor, says the Lord. My favor is on you. Whoever trying to hold you back, whoever trying to hold you down, better watch out after the day. You're going to be packing an anointing, packing a favor, packing the supernatural today. From this day forward, don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody shut you down. Anything look like it's not working out, it's only temporary. Let's celebrate Jesus. Lift your hand. Celebrate Jesus. There's resurrection in your life right now. You got power in your life right now. You got victory in your life right now. You got joy in your life right now. You got peace in your life right now. Come on, celebrate it. Say something to him. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He's our master. He's not a baby in a manger. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Miracles come in my life today. Signs come in my life today. Wonders come in my life today. I'm healed today. I'm blessed today. I'm happy today. I'm full of joy today. Jesus live on the inside of me. He's risen up on the inside of me. I live a resurrected life. Nobody under the sound of my voice is a loser. You can't be a loser. Whatever you're dealing with, I declare and decree right now that the Lord is going to set you free. You might be dealing with a husband that don't pay attention to you. You might be dealing with a wife that don't have no respect. You might be dealing with your children. You're getting caught up in these cultures and these different mess going on. But God, good God Almighty, you shouldn't have never come here this morning. I feel a discovery anointing. I feel a discovery anointing. You will discover what you need to do. I feel power. I feel the glory of God. You don't supposed to live a regular life. Quit living regular. Quit living routine. Expect a revelation every day. Expect God to revolutionize everything around you. It's not Merry Christmas, it's Merry Life. Your life should be merry. Don't let them lock you down in one day. Rejoice every day. Dress yourself up on any day you want to dress up. Go buy some gift any day and just wrap them up. So what you celebrating? I'm just celebrating. Don't wait till come to buy your wife a gift. Buy a gift other time. God done it. Don't wait till no boy to buy a gift. You young people, y'all listening?
Yeah.
Huh? I want to put something special on y'all this morning. These young people, I want to put something special on y'all. Listen, let me tell you something. The only victory is Jesus. But all this stuff they're coming up with, keep your eyes open.
Yes, sir.
Obey your mom and dad. I like what Sister Obama said. When your children are young, you don't want to be their friend.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't no friendship. Just set your tail down. I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mama, you're not my friend. No, I'm not your friend. Sit down.
That's right.
They don't need no friends right now at home.
That's right.
They need a mom. They need a dad and a mom.
That's right.
My grandchildren know. They get together. They know Papa's going to say something. You know, Papa gonna say something today. They know it, just Jeremy know it, just as soon. Said, yeah, Papa gonna say something about Jesus. Sure is. You can enjoy yourself with them pretty dishes and stuff. I gotta say something about Jesus.
My God. What a word.
But let me close this now. I say something to him. I'm trying to teach them how God raised me up in 40-something years.
Yeah.
But I tell you, go get your gift. Go get your gift. Get it wrapped up. Come put it under my tree. I'm going to let you open it today. And whatever you get, I'll pay for it.
That's right. My God. Thank you.
No limit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh. They'll listen to you then. How you got your papa? So they're so blessed they don't mind hearing me talk.
Yeah.
Shh, man, papa talk. Shut up. Oh, come on, son. God bless. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Live strong. Live big. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life, I say. Enjoy life. Enjoy your loved one. Take time to hug one another. Hug your family. Don't care if they didn't make you mad. Hug them anyway. I'm hearing a word. One word. I'm hearing one word. I don't know who it's for. I think I preached somewhat about it. But the word came real strong on me. And whoever it's for, take it and deal with it. Possible. I turned to go and my son was coming to release me. I heard the word possible. And I don't know who it's for. Possible. It's something. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I know nothing impossible with God. And he bring his word of my spirit possible. He's talking to somebody. He's telling you it's possible to get out of that. It's possible to get over that. It's possible to get through that. It's possible to go over that. Give me another word to go with it. Over. I tried to add it to it, but it wouldn't let me. Possible. Over.
My God. I hear you.
Somebody say hallelujah. So that what seemed impossible to you, that what you've been dealing with for quite some time, because you're in this atmosphere, the Spirit of God said to tell you, go back again now. Because they've given you three things: access, confidence, and boldness. Access, confidence, and boldness. You don't have to know how. With the Lord, you don't have to know how. How can these things be? You don't have to know that. You have to yield to Him. Oh, Makotale Sada. Many things I've come through, I don't know how. Many, many levels in my life I couldn't explain to you. All I could say to you, he did it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I'm hearing another word. This word. This word, going to settle it all, this word here. Yield. Whatever he says to you, John 2:5. Whatever he says to you, do it. Yield. Was that possible? We got over. Just think about it. See how the Holy Ghost can do that?
Yes.
All right, Holy Ghost says, possible. Whatever it is, he said, over. He said, but I can't do it unless you
yield.
Go ahead, Montreal.